Blog Talk Radio.
Email from school. What about the incident today?
Gary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is going to tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports with Beth, aka B2, and my lovely and smart cousin Linda Oliver. It is Mindful Money Monday, and we get super excited about Mindful Monday, and we're continuing our conversation regarding the do's and don'ts of etiquette in different settings. Proper etiquette is definitely practicing mindfulness. To me, I mean, it definitely is a form of practicing mindfulness. But also, before we go any farther, I must wish everyone a happy June 10th holiday, the newest federal holiday on the books now, and a very important one. You know what? I was thinking today, and Cousin Linda, I know she have certain opinions regarding June 10th. Ever since I was a little girl, I always wondered, like, what? But I'm thinking, what else we don't know about? That's not the only situation it took forever. I'm thinking modern day times. What else do we do not know about that we need to know about urgently right now? I'm thinking like, wait a second, what else? But it's a federal holiday and it's an important holiday, so we'll talk about Juneteenth a little bit more. We talk about Juneteenth often on the show, I was watching The View this morning, and some of the co-hosts one particularly mentioned to Whoopi that she did not even know anything about Juneteenth until she became a co-host on the show, and Whoopi schooled her on it. And she was like, we wasn't taught that in school, and that's the importance of including Black history, and that's what she expressed too. That's why Black history in our schools are very important. Wow. Well, it is time for Mindful Monday. Thank you all. I expressed with some of you all on Friday's show what we've been dealing with that you might not have been saying on the news regarding Mississippi. Here in the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi, where I am and where Cousin Linda is a native of, we're in a state of emergency. I don't know if you all know that. Our mayor called on a state of emergency on Friday. You know, we've been having daily crazy thunderstorms since Thursday. And there have been fatalities and injured, and so many trees are down. Many are without power. During yesterday's show, it was not even storming. It stormed in the morning, and it stormed last evening, last night. It was scary last night, and it was scary yesterday morning. But during the broadcast, it was sunny outside, but the lights kept flickering, and I was so glad because we were having such a great time doing the podcast that the power did not stop. But I don't think it would have affected us But I would have been in the dark during the broadcast. It would have had to go outside and do it. But, yeah, so keep us in your prayers. There are many cooling and charging stations set up throughout the city of Jackson, in Tougaloo, Mississippi, in Clinton, Mississippi. There are businesses that are opening their doors for residents to come in and spend time to cool off and charge their phones. And it's been hard because energy and other power companies that are here helping, it's hard when every day there's a crazy, dangerous thunderstorm happening. And prayers also to those in, is it Perryton, Texas, where lives were lost also, and it was a EF3 tornado. Praying for all cities and states that have been hit with this bad weather and tornadoes. But just in case you all haven't been seeing it on the news, yeah, we're in another state of emergency mode here in Jackson, Mississippi, because of the bad weather. And this morning they said that it is the power outages and the downed trees are equal to that of Hurricane Katrina back in 2005. That's how bad the trees down and the power outages are. So, yeah. So let's continue on and enjoy Mindful Monday. Handing the mic to Cousin Linda. She has shared and she tagged me, so many of you could see it on my page also, many tips and advice regarding proper etiquette. And ooh, many of us can take a deep breath of relief also. Just, you know, basic things, and then regarding, you know, buying dining and exclusive dinners, you know, it's really important to know how to carry ourselves and know when to speak and when not to speak and how to handle our utensils. It is very important. One thing that Cousin Linda pointed out yesterday, if it's job related, getting a new job or getting promoted or an invite from your bosses, many times we are evaluated. Believe it or not, even when you're at work, clock in time, lunch time, believe it or not, being evaluated. Some of you might not have thought about that or knew that or realized that. We're being watched. Cameras are everywhere, and our behaviors are very important. What do you think Human Resource Department is for? You know, and even for mom and pop businesses, you know, it's very important that you're trustworthy and have good behavior and good morals. So let's go ahead and hand the mic to Cousin Mike. Our Cousin Michael must be thinking about us. Hand the mic to Cousin Linda and just have a great time. She's excited. I'm excited. So let's do this on Mindful Monday and whatever other things. Well, some crazy things have been happening over the weekend, but I would just say let's send our prayers out to the many events where mass shootings and shootings happen. Praying for this to end soon. People cannot even go shopping and cannot go to nice events, small or large, without, and even a performer even was hit in the head. BB, I like her. Was hit in the head with a phone by a fan. Oh, my God, crazy, crazy, crazy. So let's pray, because this is still the beginning of summer, so let's pray. Let's pray. 6 more months in the year. Christmas is almost here in 6 months. Those of you that shop in July, this is another topic of Cousin Linda's. It's time to, those that love to shop in July, Christmas in July, it's time. It's time to do that shopping. But, hey, let's go ahead and Enjoy the show.
Hello. Hello, Cousin Jeffrey.
Hello. Wait a second. Our theme music had popped up. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine, cousin. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Okay, I was concerned because I saw one of your posts on Facebook earlier where you were asking for prayer because things were kind of dire in Jackson. So I put some prayers out there on Facebook and put some inspirational music out there for y'all.
Yeah, that was a post from yesterday. You talking about with the thunderstorm, with the picture of the thunderstorm?
I posted some stuff today. Yeah, I just saw your post today. I thought it was a different one.
Well, it was from yesterday morning, but it was much needed because it's after the broadcast, we had another storm. It's been daily ever since Thursday. Crazy, dangerous storm every day, twice a day. I think we're on a break now for a couple of days.
Well, how is the electricity?
I don't know, cousin Linda. I don't know if we're living right or not. I hope we're living right. But golly, why is this happening?
Well, it's not just Mississippi. It's happening in so many states.
Right.
So it's just a sign of the times. The preachers who teach and preach prophecy say that this is prophesied in the Bible. Some of them want to say that it's the way we are living in this country. However, I'm not a real, what you call, student of the Bible. However, I have studied the Bible and I have studied the Jewish Torah. And this isn't nothing new. You've had catastrophes, you've had pestilences, you've had all these things in the past, but you have some religious leaders who, I won't go as far as saying they think they walk on water, but they like to say, well, you know, I predicted this in 2012, I predicted this in 2015. And what really upsets me is a lot of these so-called Christian ministers blame a lot of what's going on in this country on Barack Obama. Poor Barack Obama hadn't been president in, what, eight or nine years, 10 years?
Lord, have mercy.
So, yeah, they blame a lot of these catastrophes and then man-made stuff on Barack Obama and Democrats. They say,
please send me those news stories when they appear, because oh my God, I've been in the dark with that. But oh my God, I love Barack Obama, and here's my God, though, apparently they put him up there with God. I love him very much.
Well, one of the books I'm reading right now is America Under Attack by Gerald Fleury, who I studied a lot of his material, him and the Worldwide Church of God, which he broke away from the Worldwide Church of God when the founder, Herbert W. Armstrong, passed. And I was really anxious and excited, you know, to start reading the book, but after, I think when I got on page 8 or 9, all this complaining about Barack Obama. And some of his material before has been centered on the problems we're facing in this country are because of Barack Obama and decisions he made or things he didn't do. I was listening to a minister last night giving Donald Trump praise, or it might have been this morning, giving him praise because he moved the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel. And I'm like, well, what does that have to do with anything? And then he immediately goes into this, well, this is prophesied. And these are things that are just going to happen if you go back.
If I was Barack Obama, I would take that as a compliment. Your haters put you up there with God. Oh, my God.
Well, the sad thing is they can't think for themselves. You know, I've talked a lot about people's ability to think. And they can't equate that. These are natural disasters. Some of them are caused by what man has done to the environment. But so much of it, to me, is just hate speech. And how you can put all this on one person or on a political party just lets me know that Americans, some of us, have sunk so low and we've become so hate-filled that we take these things out on people we don't like or our enemies, whereas if they were Christians and
our people with
really
different point of view,
or if they really follow the teachings of the Bible tells you to pray for your enemies. You don't pray against them. You don't seek revenge. You're supposed to pray for your enemies. And they don't do that.
Right.
All they can think about is attack, attack, attack. And you have social media to blame for a lot of it. You have network television, networks to blame. You have so-called ministers to blame, but I don't think people realize that, like I said, disaster goes way, way, way back, almost to the beginning of creation.
Right, natural disasters, and and that's how, ice ages, different eras of life have changed, and it all had to do with weather. Good point.
And a lot of it has to do with sin, but I don't think it's correct for people to just say, well, the United States, you know, a lot of people are upset with LGBTQ or people allowing their children to get transgendered, the gender-affirming drugs or whatever when they're minors. But like I said, we don't look at the whole picture. We'll pick out what we consider sin. You know, your sin is worse than my sin. Why aren't pedophiles responsible for what's going on, or adulterers or liars or cheaters?
Right.
You know, there's more than just one sin. But like I said, it's because people don't bother to think for themselves. They jump on the bandwagon of what's popular.
And I'm glad you mentioned the LGBTQ community because you and I are two people individuals who are just big supporters and have so many friends that are part of the LGBTQ community. And the other day when we ended our show, I thought about it. We definitely need to dedicate a series of episodes to discussing the topics and what's going on with our friends within the LGBTQ community. And what are your thoughts regarding the puberty blockers and the situations when they're under 18, when kids are under 18they want to begin the process?
I was totally against it until yesterday when I was watching, I think it was 60 Minutes, and this couple who had a child, I think the child was about 3 or 4, it was a little boy, who knew that he wanted to be a little girl, and he kept telling his parents he wanted to wear dresses and he liked the color pink or something. And I think they said they had got the child therapy and all that, but then they just finally had to realize he wants to be a girl, and so we're going to go ahead with these gender reassignment drugs or whatever. I forget the medical terms. But the child, I think now, is either 9 years old or 11 or something like that, and just totally happy. And so I said, well, I guess I was wrong. Instead of saying wait until you are 18 or declared legally an adult by certain states. So I guess if the parents have the money and whatever. Now, it's easy for me to say because I don't have children, but I think if it were my child, I don't think that I would be so quick to jump on the drug thing prior to being 18 years of age.
Those are my thoughts. Mm-hmm. Your body's not through developing, you know,
right.
For anything, even plastic surgery, unless it's a plastic surgery that's needed. I wouldn't want my under 18 to get certain plastic surgeries, you know?
I don't think your mind is ready. You might think in your mind that that is what you
mm-hmm.
want to do, but I just think
right.
you still need some maturing and some growth.
Right. Right. And my thoughts, too. So we agree on that topic. Right. And so I didn't see 60 Minutes yesterday, but I see what you're saying. Also, if the parents are for it and they have the funding to do it, then what are we to say? But if
right.
if I had a child and being a person who's always been open to my friends of the LGBTQ community, people have opened up to me and come to me, and I can see, like you were saying, we can see in people if they really feel comfortable in their gender. And I just couldn't see myself going ahead and agreeing on that before age of 18. When they turn 18, okay, you know, I'd be very supportive, mm-hmm. maybe, depending on the risk. Because what are the side
mm-hmm.
effects also? I mean, just regular prescribed medicines, we have side effects. So what are the dangers? And And also, what are your thoughts regarding sports? As much as I am so supportive of my friends in the LGBT community, but I am not for biological males competing against females.
Well, we agree on that, too. I don't agree with Greg Abbott often, which is like maybe 1.5% of the time, but I do agree with the law that he passed where in order to compete in sports in Texas, you have to compete according to the gender that you were born. Now, I agree with that, too. I don't
right.
think a boy who, a girl, rather, who used to be a boy to be able to compete with girls, because I do think that you have an advantage.
Exactly. Exactly. And Kate Reeves did the same thing as Abbott. So you two guys get a thumbs up on that. Right. And we mentioned Shaquella Robinson the other day. The young lady that we seen the video of beating her up actually was allegedly a guy. You know?
Wow. I didn't know
right.
that.
Right. It wasn't really a girl. So just imagine. I mean, girls can punch hard, but just imagine. That was one of her trans friends, or, you know. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Wasn't even a born, not even a born female friend. I mean, he had a
mm-hmm.
female name, but was actually biologically a male.
Yeah, and just in general things, I know when Jamie would help me bring groceries upstairs or something. I mean, it would just be extremely heavy to me, something as simple as a gallon of water. And he could
right.
bring five or six of them and think nothing about it. It's just so simple. That's not a heavy. I'm saying, well, it's heavy to me. So they have strength that we can't even begin to imagine.
Exactly. I know if I had a daughter competing in a track meet and then I find out it's a biological boy, like, oh, but no. No, 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 no.
Mm-mm.
Oh, but no.
And you can just look at regular things, throwing a discus, high jump or broad jump, swimming or whatever. Their bodies are just designed for things like that. To
right.
be stronger or faster or more superior in strength than a female. That's the way they were born and created and born.
Right. Right. So those are really the only two issues that I, you know, anything, other things, like equality in everything, you know, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the only two issues that I have.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only issues that I have.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, get the equal rights and insurance and marriage and all of that, do what you do. Love who you love. You fall in love.
I might not go.
You know, adoption.
I might not go as far.
An adoption. It should be the same qualifications for heterosexual couples.
I'm not going to say I agree with marriage per se, but I do think that they should have civil benefits,
right,
for lack of a better word.
That's what I meant to say. Thank you.
If your partner and you have a loving relationship, a committed relationship, I think you should be able to decide on whether that person lives or dies, you know, be able to make medical decisions or be able to inherit your wealth or just whatever. I think they should have the same benefit as a married couple, but I wouldn't say marriage.
Right.
I still believe
you see,
that marriage
words,
is...
So civil union.
Yeah, right. Civil union.
Mhm. Right. So what else is on your mind? And I'm ready to hear more about etiquette.
Okay.
And I'm sure listeners are too.
Did you see the etiquette videos that I posted?
You posted so many. I've seen a couple. Yes, and that is great.
I was wrong on the fork placement thing. Well, not the fork placement, but I thought that you start with the fork nearest to the plate, but they say you start with the fork on the outside. And I think I may have picked that up from some restaurants that I've been going to recently. Mm-hmm. And I think we were talking about that yesterday, where they don't have, like, formal place settings. And a lot of times they haven't even put the silverware on the table. It's wrapped up in a napkin, and you just unfold or do the napkin and just take your silverware out of the napkin. So I probably forgot my years of high school home economics teaching, and you start with the – because I don't know. I always thought I saw a little salad fork next to the dishes, the plates, or whatever. But according
I thought there was an order of the forks, and you knew to pick up the fork for the salad.
Yeah, well, they said, because I thought it was the one that was closest to the plate, but it's the one they said you go from the outside in. I'm like, okay.
Right. Yeah.
But we didn't talk about phone etiquette at the table.
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely
a new one. Well, I guess for the past 20, 30 years, that's definitely a new one. So go ahead.
Yeah, people for some reason think, well, it's a casual meal. This is my dear friend or my relative. And if I want to text while we're here eating, I can. It's nothing wrong with it. My friend who is in the car business, when he would be in Dallas and we'd go to lunch or dinner, it was constantly on the phone. And he would tell me that it was because he was getting leads, and if he didn't answer to the leads or whatever, somebody else might get the sale and he'd miss a sale. But it's rude. You know, we're here trying to enjoy a meal, and you got that cell phone.
Right.
But I put my cell phone away. Now, my biggest problem is taking pictures. But after, you know, we take pictures before the meal, or me especially, when the food comes out. But then after that, we wait until we've finished and take pictures afterwards, usually outside the restaurant, but certainly not during the restaurant, because if my phone rings, I'll either ignore it. Usually I just ignore it. Or if it's somebody I haven't heard from in a long time, I'll answer the phone and say, oh, I'm so glad to hear from you, but I'm having lunch right now with friends. I'll call you later. Mm-hmm. But
right.
I'm not going to carry on conversation or be sending text messages while I'm enjoying the companionship or friendship with my friends.
Same with me. And if
it's okay.
Right, same with me. Alone or dining with others, I do my foodie pictures and put the phone away.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and not look at it until later because you're supposed to engage in. And nowadays, we should be very thankful to have human-to-human contact. So put
you're
your
not
phone
kidding.
Away. And I know some families, they it's mandatory to put all your you put your phone in a certain place. You stack them up together and put them away. So no one can engage on their phone.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But sometimes even mom and dad are on phones.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't stay off the phone. So I guess they say, well, we can't tell the children not to do it. Because look at us.
Right.
We're on the phone. But I'm just not that glued to my telephone. It's nothing on my phone that's that interesting. I don't play games. I don't gamble on the phone. I don't need to look at social media. There are times when I really don't need my phone.
Right. And that's what I tell people. Like I had a couple of messages this morning. There's some people that listen to the podcast and that I interact with on Instagram, and they really would like me to be a brand ambassador, and I love it, you know, free products and so on. But people will call you and want to talk business or personal. Are you ignoring me? I'm like, I haven't even been online. And personal friends that call sometimes, I'm like, I do not keep the phone glued to my hand. I'm doing other things.
I don't put the phone in the bed. I don't keep it all the time right next to me. Sometimes it's in my bedroom and I'm in the living room, and people will say, did you get my phone call? Did you get my text? Why you didn't contact? Well, I didn't hear the phone ringing. It was in another room. Or I just didn't know that you had sent a text message or something. Now, it's something different.
Right.
Something important that I need to know, but just GP. No, I don't.
And I sleep at night too. I sleep at night, and every once in a while, you and I, we're up, because I know if I wake up and I see you online, I'm like, I wonder what's going on with Cousin London. And one night, I noticed you were online, and you told me you actually weren't feeling well that night. You know,
I think,
and you had just popped on.
Yeah, I think I had.
Well, I sleep at night. For those people that don't know, I like to be up at night, but I have my sleep schedule is on point now, and so I'm asleep. I go to sleep early and I wake up early.
Yeah, I go to sleep early a lot of times because it's something I want to see on TV late at night. Now I used to take naps around 6:30 or 7, because I wanted to make sure I was awake for the entire Nightline show. And I used to have to get up at 4 a.m. and go to work. And if I just stayed up all that time, you know, I didn't feel like I could perform at my best when I got to work at 6 o'clock
exactly.
the next morning.
So and that's how I feel about daily life.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But now, since school's out and I don't have to get up and go to work in the morning, I have kind of like erratic sleep patterns. If I am watch something at 7 o'clock, I'm usually probably going to fall asleep because I've conditioned my body to do that. And then sometimes since I wake up late in the morning, I don't be waking up at 5 and 6, and I can sleep until 7, mm-hmm. well, mm-hmm. I may not be sleepy come 7:30, 8, even 9 o'clock at night. So, and if it's nothing on TV, and I'm a TV addict, I will get online to see if there's something on Facebook. And if it's not, I like to look at YouTube because it's so much information.
Me too.
On YouTube.
And now I'm on TikTok and YouTube. Right.
Oh. Okay. Well, YouTube is my only one. I didn't get into Instagram because Clarence, who signed me up for Facebook, because I kept fighting him on not joining Facebook, and he just put me on there. And
who put you on there?
Clarence, my former hairdresser.
Okay. My friend Jermaine did me the same way with Facebook because I was happy with MySpace and blogging. You know, I was blogging before I started podcasting. And I was okay with MySpace. And he like sent me an invite. And I looked at that Facebook invite like for months. And then he said, it's for intellectuals like us. Then that's what sold me. Like, okay, intellectual.
Clarence
put you on it.
Yeah, whenever I'd be at the shop, he'd be contacting people. He'd be telling me, oh, Kim Kardashian said this and that. And I said, well, I don't care. And we'd talk about another celebrity, and he'd go on Facebook and tell me, you know, kind of like you would interact with Prince or Salt Bae or something. He was doing that with celebrities. And I said, I'm just not interested. And so I came home from the beauty shop one day, and there was a message on my email
I miss Prince so much.
I got an email from Facebook telling me that I needed to complete my whatever joining requirements or something. I needed to complete my password, and I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. So I just went ahead and finished that. And then when I got on Facebook and I started seeing all these people that I knew, because I used to be on classmates.com, and I used to love classmates.com.
Right.
That way I was communicating with people from my past. But when I could actually interact and get spontaneous responses, and there were more people on Facebook that I knew than on just classmates.com. And I start seeing all these other people's pictures and news articles, and I just really got interested in it because it's kind of like information for me, more than entertainment. And now it's entertainment. But when I really want some good information, I'll go to Google and YouTube.
And that's the purpose that Mark Zuckerberg and his partner at the time, that was the purpose of them creating it, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've changed now. It's all about the Benjamins. And getting people hooked on certain things, because I was watching again on 60 Minutes, and this couple is suing Meta for their daughter, the daughter's eating disorder. Now, it didn't make a lick of sense to me. She was looking to do self-improvement stuff, but the algorithm kept taking her to anorexia sites. And she decided she wanted to have this eating disorder. And I'm like, this ain't making sense to me. And I think parents ought to monitor their children's usage. And so this couple was saying, well, they did all that they could do. They would take the phone and put it in the hall. And I'm like, well, don't you think it's time to get up and go out in the hall and get the phone?
That's a prayer group that's calling me.
I don't know.
Again, like I am on the air doing my podcast. That's a Facebook. Speaking of Facebook, that's a Facebook prayer group that calls me every evening.
Podcast. I guess they want to make sure you're okay because they've probably seen the news. And then and you put that little message out there because I got really concerned.
It was something to be concerned about, and I put it out there yesterday morning, but it was needed late last night and this morning. So thank
I didn't see it, I think, until maybe 1:30 or 1:15 or 1:30, like that. Mm-hmm.
You're talking about I tagged you. Yes, because I tagged you because I know you have many friends here and many friends who are in other states who have loved ones here. So, I tagged you with the information regarding the charging and the cooling stations and where people can get food. People even need to go places to get food because no power.
And what about the people who don't have access to go to charging stations? Because I've seen some little comments about to a charging station, and I'm like, everybody doesn't have transportation because, we're at a certain age, and some people my age have stopped driving for whatever reason. Some people don't have a vehicle. My friend Jimmy Roy doesn't have a vehicle. He has there's this group or whatever that takes senior citizens to the senior citizen center and takes them to, I guess, maybe the pharmacy and the hospital if they have appointments and what have you. But everybody doesn't have that, because I was talking to Laverne, and she has relatives, she has ex-in-laws who live in Terry, Mississippi. And she was saying the old people there were saying, well, they just weren't going to go to a cooling station. And I'm saying, well, they want to be hot? I don't know, but you can't just make a blanket statement and say, well, they have cooling stations, why don't you go to a cooling station? Yeah, but you can't I don't guess, at the cooling station. You need your air conditioning at your home.
And some people have pets and don't want to leave their pets. Right.
Yeah.
And some people just don't want to leave their home, period.
Right. And why don't you do this and why don't you do that? Well, you can't just assume that everybody has the same accessibility to everything. Have. And this business about, why don't you have a generator? A generator's cost a lot of money. I know people with money that don't have generators. And everybody doesn't live in a facility where you can have a generator. I live in an apartment. I can't have a generator.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, thank God when I lived in Sherman, the crazy storm hit Dallas and hit the Sherman area. I don't know. It was a new storm. That storm had a new name. You're right. This is just a sign of time. And I know the entire apartment complex was out except my area, my building, because for some reason there was a generator attached to my apartment building. But the lights were out. That storm had hit and crazy. But your apartment complex might have a generator if something happens and your power won't be.
It won't serve any purpose for us. It's not like a hospital or a movie theater, that kind of business. Apartment units, we don't have access to generators.
Right.
There's nothing that, at least an office ain't that big where it would accommodate all of us. It's probably 1,500 to 2,500 units here. This is a huge complex.
Right. I know there's a note if you look at that information that I had sent from Angelique, my ward, to councilperson Gino's sister. She had sent that message out of a list of facilities to go and churches to go to for charging and the cool off and for food. And there is a contact number on there. But people who are shut in and don't drive and are sick or don't have any transportation where they will bring them food. Hopefully they are delivering fans that operate off of batteries too.
Well, there aren't many of them.
Right.
Most of them now have that, I don't know what you call it, charging. Like that you plug into a computer. What kind of charging is that called? They don't use
UPS.
Electric. Yeah, USB. USB card.
Listen to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if your stuff that has power is down, well, that's not going to do you any good.
I forgot about that. And one of my prayer partners, when we were online earlier today, this afternoon, a couple of them were talking about their generators. One lady mentioned how her son and his wife found fans that operate off batteries. Then I thought about that. Well, I don't know where they went, because I'm sure they're hard to find, and they're probably sold out.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are some little miniature things.
I thank God to have power. Thank God. Ooh, thank you, God. So it's hot.
Yeah. It is. And even if it's not just the heat, you need other things. You need your TV, your refrigerator, your washer and dryer. You need
so
to
I
be
try
able
to keep
to
my phones. I keep my phones charged up, and then I try to cook something, have something prepared.
Yeah, but I mean, even something as simple as flushing your toilet, you believe it or not, you have to have electricity for that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Somebody posted on Facebook, total electric sucks. And I said, yeah, it does. Because when all of your electricity is gone, it is gone. Because I was wishing back, I've always liked to have gas stove, gas heat. But, you know, back in the day when they were selling everybody on electricity is cleaner than gas and it's cheaper than gas. And my mama said, well, I will never be without gas appliances like the stove and the oven. And some people have gas dryers. So she was saying gas is dependable. And 99.9% of the time you can count on gas. And people who have gas fireplaces.
Right.
And, I don't know what else. I don't think there's a gas-operated refrigerator or anything. But when we had that storm over here in whatever year that was, 2020, I think, with the Texas grid and all that. Yeah, and you go 14 hours without.
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible. So I think there should be a gas line to all buildings, or either have some kind of way that you can generate power, you know, stick some solar panels on something.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're going to have me Googling, because you're right. There are new homes that are new technology that are gas and have solar panels and all. You're gonna help me doing some research on new homes that are gas that function by gas.
If I had bought a house, I definitely would have gotten the money some kind of way to have a generator. Because you live in these storm-prone areas, and you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the electric have power outages all the time, and for whatever kind of glitch. And then now, since solar power is the big thing, and I've had some friends who say, well, it's so expensive. But I think that would be an expense I would be willing to invest in, is solar energy.
And there are some roofers. They have shown me the new technology of how they build those solar, you know, panels into the roofing. So your home can be warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer.
Yeah. So that's better than insulation. Remember the big thing was Owens Corning insulation, that pink stuff. Then they came out with the foam insulation. But I think solar panels now, that's the best way to go.
Right.
But some people don't even get electric bills if they have solar.
That's a good point. And that's another topic. You bring up another topic, being frugal and saving money. Definitely, because it seems like we talk a lot about saving money, and you definitely talk about in shopping and in travel, save money.
Oh, did you see? You probably hadn't had a chance to look at the videos that I was posting on Dubai about the time of year to go there. And when you mentioned something about a bot, because I was showing the real cheap rate of a hotel stay at the Burj Al Arab, and I had mentioned that it was probably due to the time of year. If you go in the summertime when there isn't a lot of tourism and the rooms are probably vacant. And then I happened to find a video that was saying exactly that. The best time to go is from October to April, even though I was told when I was there that it's best to go from like October to March because they said April was hot. But you need to check out things because when you were talking about those luggage ladies, saw how expensive or overpriced it was. Yeah, the hotel, even for October, was that was astronomical to me. And there are like 4- and 5-star hotels for as inexpensive as $150 a night. Are you still there, cousin? Still there, Bethany? Audience, I don't know what has happened to Bethany. I can't hear her. I don't know if she can hear me. I just sent her a text message, and she has not responded. So I guess this will end the show. Everyone have a wonderful evening.